The following program was previously recorded and is sponsored by Danny Yamashiro Ministries. This is 99.5 The Word.
Aloha and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a'a.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose, offering perspectives of hope in Jesus Christ. How are we to use our God-given gifts and experiences throughout our lives? How are we to make transitions that come with growth? Pastor Tex, James Teixeira, joins us to share his insights. We pause here for a moment at the beginning of our show, as we typically do, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show, well, dear friend, is to bring you, to lead you closer and closer to Jesus Christ, to the one who loves you and knows you, knows all what you're going through, whatever you're facing right now. We're here to remind you that there's always hope in Jesus. Yes, in Jesus, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins. Jesus shed his blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ calls you to turn from your way to follow God's way. Would you do that? And if you already know the Lord and are following him, well, we trust that this will be a time of great encouragement, even inspiration. Pastor Tex planted Solid Rock Ministries in 1990 with his wife, Shelley. After pastoring in Kona for 28 years, they became lead pastors of Overflow Church in Kohala. Tex also serves as the assistant superintendent for the Assemblies of God, Hawaii Assemblies of God. Pastor Tex, welcome. Welcome back to our show.
Yeah, it's been a while, but it's good to hear your voice.
yes, yours as well. Let's start off in a place where we did the last time, which has got to be close to about 10 years ago, Tex. Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Honolulu, in Kulio'o, Hawaii Kai side. We never said Kulio'o, we only said Hawaii Kai side. So we could act like we was rich.
What was it like? What do you remember growing up in Kulio'o?
Kulio'o was like country. You know, we all kind of knew each other. The whole valley kind of knew who was who. And we used to go mud sliding in the canal after it rained. And we used to do stuff like go fishing down Kulio'o Park and all that kind of thing. So it was real more like country back then.
Who would you say influenced you most in your growing up years?
Probably my dad. He was the one that influenced me the most. I'm the youngest in my family, so I was kind of like the surprise child. And my sister's 12 years older than me, and then my brother's 14 years older. So I was, my dad kind of like influenced me the most. Work hard, keep fighting the good fight, that kind of thing.
When you think back about those days, I mean, as the years go on, and then let's say we push the pause button and you reflect for a moment on your dad, were there certain things that he would say, or certain things that come up in your memory as some kind of indelible impression he left on you?
Well, you know, we were raised in church, but not you know, we were Catholic church, and the one thing that my dad would always say was that you know, we'll go to the beach this weekend if the Lord's willing. Everything was the Lord's willing, and I never really understood that until I became a Christian. You know, if the Lord wills. And I remember that, you know, I used to think that was kind of weird, you know, because I never heard other parents telling their kids, if the Lord wills. But my dad used to always say that. And he went through the depression and all that stuff. So he knew how it was to work hard, yeah. So everything he felt he had was because of God, even though he wasn't really a churchgoer. He would sleep during the mass at the church. And every time he would start snoring and my mom would hit him and he would stand up. He would be the only one standing up in the middle of the church. so it wasn't like he was, you know, raised in church, but he really felt that everything that he had was because it was God. You know. So he taught me
there's an underlying reliance on God with the statement like that, right? If God wills. I mean, that's, we even find that in the scripture in the New Testament and in James, which is your name, James.
Yeah.
So talk to us about your spiritual journey. You got to mention Damien Memorial High School along the way, but your journey, your spiritual journey, Tex.
Well, I went to Catholic school all my life. I went to Holy Trinity School in Kuleo'o, and then I went to Damien. And basically, one of the reasons I went to Damien was because it was far from Kuleo'o, so I could get my license earlier. if I went to St. Louis, I would have to catch the bus every day. So I went to Damien, and you know, we learned how to handle adversity at Damien because we never won football games, and we never, you know. We were kind of a laughing stock at ILH, but you know, it was good, and so, you know, the one thing that wasn't too good was because I was raised Catholic, and you know, I wasn't raised as a strong Bible believing Catholic. I was just raised as get by, you know, do the Christmas midnight mass and the Easter, and then the rest of the time just do whatever, and so I wasn't really, because I thought I went Catholic school all my life, I'm guaranteed going to heaven. And then I had to get married young. You know, we got married real young. My wife was 19 years old, and she was pregnant. So we had to get married. And so I kind of turned my back on God. I was in Maui. Moved to Maui. I was a mechanic for a tire warehouse. And I moved to Maui. And when I got to Maui, my wife, before she came over to Maui, she got saved. Her boss led her to the Lord. Wow. And so she came to Maui, and she wanted to go to church. And I was thinking, like, I don't want to go to church. So she wanted to go to church. So we found this church, Upcountry Christian Fellowship in Pukalani. And we went there, and they found out I could play music. So they put me on the worship team. And the way I got saved was kind of weird. Because I was just playing music. It was like a gig. I was doing a gig on Sunday morning. and then they told us, we got to play at this baptism at Sprecklesville. So the worship team got to play. So I went down there, and then they asked me, oh, when did you get baptized? I told them, long time ago, you know. Because Catholic, we get baptized as a baby, right? So I told them a long time ago. And they said, well, why don't you rededicate? You know, it's a new day. You just started with our church. And just share with us how you came to the Lord. So I said, well, why don't we go share the other guys, the new guys, because I had to figure out what I was going to say. And so when it came to me, I heard what they were saying. So I said, oh, yeah, you know, and it kind of agreed. I believed in Jesus. I believe he rose from the dead, you know. So I told them, yeah, I believe Jesus is Lord. And they baptized me, and I came out and went to work, and I used to smoke cigarettes. I went to smoke my cigarette and was stale. So I said, this thing is stale. So I borrowed one of my friends on, was stale too. And for some reason, I was thinking, what was going on? You know, what happened? And, you know, I didn't have any like major change. It was kind of like, well, I did have major change, but I didn't even know what was going on. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like was clueless when I got saved, you know, and it's been that way my whole Christian life, kind of clueless.
That's good.
That's one of the things I really appreciate you, Pastor Tex, is Lonnie, it's his understated way when he describes things, but the impact of his ministry, the impact of years of service and dedication to the Lord, his status, if I could use that word, in the body of Christ, has just been at a peak. And so, which speaks of the humility of the Lord. But when we come back, Pastor Tex, we got to hear more. The privilege of hearing you share about your upbringing, especially about your dad, and then the way that you grew spiritually on Maui, just sort of touches a chord for us. So let's talk more when we come back from our break. You're listening to Pastor Tex, James Teixeira. He is the lead pastor at Overflow Church in Kohala. You can find out more at overflowchurch-ag.com. Overflowchurch-ag.com. Pastor Tex. You'll hear more from him as we speak heart to heart when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Aloha, this is Lani Ka'a'a in studio today, co-hosting the Good Life Radio Show with Danny Yamashiro. Today, we have the privilege of having Pastor Tex, James Texera, from Kohala. He pastors the Overflow Church. If you'd like to know more about Overflow Church, you can go to www.overflowchurch-ag.com. In our first segment, Pastor Tex, we were talking about how you grew up and then grew into a personal relationship with Jesus. And I think you said something like, I didn't really know what was maybe the word clueless as you've gone through this relationship with Jesus. I look at what you have done and certainly know that there was much more to it than what you're talking about. Talk to us about what it was like when you first began Solid Rock Ministries. And then I want to talk a little bit about that transition you took after 28 years with Solid Rock. But first, tell us about Solid Rock.
Well, we, I say I was clueless because if I knew what I was doing, I probably wouldn't have done it. I was at a church in Waimea, Kamuela, on the Big Island, and we decided to venture out and do something in Kona because a few other people going to Kamuela lived in Kona, and we lived in Kona, so we went to we started a church with 13 people all in the same family. So whenever they had like graduation party or something, it'd be just me and my kids at church and my wife. And we started with that, and then we figured we needed a name. So one of the guys that was one of our founders, he was a contractor, so he told me, oh, you know, Kona get only rocks, no more soil, get plenty solid rocks. And that's why we named it Solid Rock.
Wow.
And then later on, we had to find out, you know, make something spiritual. So we found out, you know, on Christ, the solid rock we stand. Mm. You know, that was our whole thing, you know. But we just started with a bunch of guys that never really started a church before, and started thinking of different ways to reach the community. But I didn't want to, you know, somebody told me, my uncle was a master sergeant in the military, in the army. Went to Vietnam and Korea both times, both conflicts. And he told me that, the worst place for soldiers to be is in the barracks because they're trained to fight. Mm-hmm. And if they're only in the barracks, they're going to fight each other. And I kind of took that with the church, that we're supposed to go out and reach the world. And if we stay together and we don't go out, mm-hmm. we're going to start criticizing each other and doing that. So from the start, we started doing crazy kinds of things in town. Some of it worked and some of it didn't. So over the years, we found out what didn't work. Mm-hmm. So we would do things like, you know, the egg hunts and Halloween nights. And we would put a float in every parade there was, Commemorative Day Parade, the 4th of July Parade. First float we did fell apart when we was driving it to the parade. So that was kind of, and we still went through the parade with nothing on it. People was asking, what is that? You know? And we started, you know, feeding the homeless and, you know, whatever. It was like if people came up, the rule that we had at Solid Rock was that if somebody came up with an idea, congratulations, you're the head of that department. Mm. So, you know, if they came up with an idea, we did campus. We did security at Kealakea High School campus during lunchtime because everybody was on lunch, including the staff.
That's good.
So we would do that kind of thing, go on campus and, you know, try to keep them sane during lunchtime. Mm-hmm. We did a posse, but that time, that was when, MC Hammer and all them were big. So we made a posse that we would go out and dance and do stuff on the street with the youth. And we got our big claim to fame was we were part of the list of the known gangs in Kailua Kona. Wow. You know, they had the west side, they had the east side, I mean, the west side, the south side, and then the Solid Rock Ministries. We called ourselves the 24/7 rescue crew, and they put us down as a gang. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, just we just decided we were just going to do whatever we could in the community. Mm-hmm. I felt that, you know, playing sports, I know Danny played sports, I think, but, you know, playing sports, when we used to go into the locker room at the old Honolulu Stadium at halftime, the only people that would pay attention was the ones playing. The guys that was warming the bench, mm-hmm. they usually was in the corner talking stories, and then the coach would have to, hey, come on, we're in this as a team. And so I felt that the only people that would pay attention at church on Sundays was the ones getting beat up during the week. You know, in the game. So we tried to do all kinds of different things. Mm-hmm. I looking back on it, it was awesome. It kept it exciting. We had to rely on God because we would volunteer for stuff we didn't know anything about. You know, so I think every one time we took our men's ministry and we did security at an MMA fight thing. And it was kind of weird because they would announce, you know, this thing brought to you by Budweiser, the King of Beers, and Solid Rock Ministries. So we were like, oh, I don't know if that's good advertising for a church, but but that's what we did. That was awesome. It was 28 years of doing that.
Wow.
In Kona. Mm-hmm.
You know, Pastor Tex, I think in the last 5 minutes of you talking, you've dropped about 10 gems of just experience. But not only that, just wisdom. You know, when you talk about don't leave them in the bunker, put them in because we're here to battle. That preaches. Let's just say that. That's just amazing. But what I love is the co-partnership in an MMA event. I mean, talk about the fruit of some of these risky, maybe is the word, risky missions that you were on. Talk about some of the fruit of those times.
Well, I know with the MMA thing that when I came in, you know, I came in right before the event started, they took me right into the locker room. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, how come I'm going into the locker room? They said, because the fighters want you to pray for them.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So that was one of the things. And, you know, over the years, like right now, I'm they call me character coach for the Kona Waena football team.
Wow.
And so I used to just go to the games, and one of the parents told the coach, hey, Pastor Tex is here to pray with the team. I didn't even tell him I was there to pray with the team. I was there to watch the game. Mm. And they took me in the locker room. And from that day on, I was on the coaching staff. You know, prayer before the games, you know, help the guys with problems, the kids with problems and stuff like that. So that was, you know, some of the fruit of us going out and doing stuff like campus security and stuff like that is that we started building relationships with people that would give us more things to say. So I got to pray with all the fighters that night. Wow. And a couple of them started coming to church. Yeah. In Kona. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty cool.
You know, Pastor Tex, there's, you know, I'm sure there was a bit of conflict within because, you know, you're talking about going on. And I think about Jesus walking on this earth when he was here, he certainly put himself into the lion's den, into the places where others wouldn't go, right? In fact, he was accused of that. And so were there times of that same kind of conflict? And how did you handle it? What did you learn about dealing with that conflict? Because I want to say many a pastor face that concern. What can you share?
Well, I know, I remember one time we wanted to do, take our posse, we call them, you know, that group of kids that rapped and did all this kind of, we had 58 kids in there.
Wow.
And so we wanted to do it in front of, on a sidewalk in front of another church, and the church we told them that, you know, if we could use their lawn to put our equipment on and stuff. And they said, no, we're Christians. Wow. We're not going to allow you to do that because we're Christians. I think like, okay. You know, yeah. And we had people kind of like talking about us that we were just a social club. We weren't serious about the Bible. We wouldn't let people, you know, we had a motorcycle ministry, but mm-hmm. most people thought it was a gang because we had, you know, our colors and we all rode Harleys and stuff. And so, you know, they looked at us, you know, I had one Christian tell me, I rode my Harley to a meeting and they told me, Jesus never rode a Harley. And I told him he never drove a Ford either. I mean, what does that have to do with anything, you know? But because we used to, on purpose, we used to go on the motorcycle runs to minister to, you know, people like Satan's Brigade and all of these mm-hmm. Outlaw gangs. And the only way you can minister to them is we even did a bike blessing mm-hmm. at our church that we put on the poker run. And all of these guys came in. I told the church, if you're not going to go out get the bikers, I'm bringing them here. Mm. And so we had like 60 bikers show up. They didn't know what they were there for. We told them, oh, we're going to bless your bike so that you don't get into an accident or anything. But, you know, that drew some criticism that I let bikers come into the church. I mean, unsaved bikers, outlaw gangs come to the church. Mm. You know, we did a bike show in church on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You know, and stuff like that. And they just, you know, and we were always at the triathlon. We had an aid station at the triathlon. So they would, you know, say that we're only there for glitz and show and stuff. But we were there following the water is what mm-hmm. we were doing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Pastor Tex, I have to tell you that I was at your church the day you did the bike ministry. And I walked in and I was like, there's a bike in the front of the church. Oh my gosh. But I was so impacted watching all these bikers come in and all these bikers just break down before the Lord and feel the love of Christ in the midst of his people. It was so powerful. So I have firsthand seen the fruit of your outreach at Solid Rock, and it blessed me greatly. You know, we're going to take a break right now, Pastor, and we're going to continue talking. Let's talk a little bit more about that transition, because I was surprised that you're now in Kohala and you have a new church called Overflow. Let's talk a little bit about that transition in ministry and location, because there are others, they're looking at the same potential. They're looking at the same challenge and the same opportunity. We're here today with Pastor Tex. James Teixeira, he is in Kohala today, but a longtime pastor in Kona, Solid Rock Ministries. Maybe you've heard of him. Maybe you've heard of his work. But such a beautiful church filled with love for their community, truly changing Kona. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, here it is. Today we are listening to somebody. We have the privilege of hearing someone who takes the gospel seriously, who takes the Great Commission seriously, and has done works for the sake of Christ that have impacted the lives of many around him. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Lani Ka'a, and our guest today, Pastor Tex, James Teixeira, from Overflow Church in Kohala. There's a scripture that says, 1 Corinthians 9:19-22, though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. It goes on to say, to the weak I became weak, to win the weak I have become all things, get that, all things to all people, so that by all possible means I might save some. And that's what we're hearing of the ministry of Pastor Tex over three decades of cutting edge outreach. You know how you could tell? You go into a place and you talk to people who are not always going to church or might not even go to church, but they know about a church and they know about a ministry because the ministry has touched and overlapped with their life. That's Solid Rock Ministries and now Overflow. Find out more about Overflow Church at overflowchurch-ag.com. Pastor Tex, take us back a few years. So after nearly three decades at Solid Rock, you made a transition, you and Pastor Shelley. How did that come about, and how did God lead you to the work at Overflow?
Well, my plan, our plan, you know, our plans aren't always his plan. So our plan was that we were finished. We retired from, we changed the name from Solid Rock Ministries to the Hub, so that we transitioned the name first, and then we transitioned out, and you know, raised up a guy to take over, and we were going to retire and move to Waco, Texas, have Chip and Joanne Gaines fix us a fixer-upper and be a greeter at Walmart in Waco, Texas. That was our plan. You know, we're just going to go where we don't have to work for a living, live for a working, but we could work for a living. Mm-hmm. That was the whole plan. And my son was pastoring in Kohala. It's the old Kohala Assembly of God Church that's on Hobby mm-hmm. Road. And he named it Solid Rock North because it's the north side of the island. And so we were all set to, you know, retire, move to Texas. I don't know why we picked Texas. I think because we kept watching Magnolia, and you know, figured this is it. We did our best. You know, we're kind of. And my son decides to move to Washington State. So now the church has no pastor. No, Pastor. His name is Koa. Pastor Vance is on Oahu still yet. Solid Rock, Oahu. Okay. Yeah, he's still going. But my third son, so he moved with his family to Bremerton, Washington, and the church didn't have a pastor. So they, you know, I became the pastor over there. Waco went down the tubes. became the fastest koala. And took over, you know, it was a whole different ballgame because Koala is just, you know, 6,400 people that all knew each other from when they were kids. Mm. And so just a whole different animal out there. And so we decided, we still live in Kona. We drive out to Kohala. Mm. And so, you know, it's only an hour. And on a big island, an hour is nothing. You know, mm. an hour means you went 58 miles. On Oahu, an hour means you went down the street. So, because I've been on the H1 doing traffic. So we started that and we went there and it was like a, you know, it's starting to grow now. You know, we've been there about 3 years. September makes 3 years. And we just started doing a similar thing to what we did in Kona. You know, we did the egg rushes, we did the Halloween nights, and then COVID hit. So we did online, and then we went into live service on Father's Day. We went back into in-person. Yeah. And so now we're doing both online and in-person. We're getting ready. Next week is Police Week, so we're going to honor the police department. Following week is Fire Week, so we honor them. We take goodies and stuff to the station. And, you know, we're trying to do stuff with the high school and doing basically the same thing. It's more country, so we kind of do like this. Well, Kona is kind of country compared to Honolulu too, so we're kind of like trying to make it so you know, we did food drives, we did food distributions to the church, and we did, you know, all that stuff that try to be there for the people during this time. Mm-hmm. But we're still rolling, we're still doing, you know, we're still doing the same thing. How can we reach the community? How can we get out there? And we're starting to see people come to church that haven't been in church for years. I mean, not older people, just people that once out of high school, they got into drugs, they got into gang fighting and all that stuff. Now they're all coming to church. So it's kind of exciting because these are guys that don't really know what mm-hmm. church is supposed to look like. And I like those kind of people because they kind of, you know, they're willing to charge hell with a water pistol. And go get people saved. So yeah. mm-hmm. we're doing that. But that's how we ended up in Kohala. Oh. And originally I went there as an interim pastor. And then God kind of told me, I don't do anything interim. Mm. You're there until I tell you to do something else. Mm-hmm. So it's not interim. So I got that interim thing out of my head. And so now, because you can't build as an interim. Mm-hmm. You're always looking for how you can get out. And I've learned over the years, you don't get out.
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah. If he closes the door, that's one thing, but you don't get out. I mean, you know, there's, I used to tell my staff, they used to tell me, I think I'm going to quit. I told them, you can't quit. Slaves have to be sold, and we're a slave of Jesus. So keep
so
going.
Good. So good. So good, Pastor Tex. Yeah. I love what you say about no such thing as interim. I amen to that.
I made a note of that. Honey.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Pastor Tex, I happen to stalk you on, I mean, I follow you on Facebook. and so enjoy, you know, what you share, the wisdom you share, the works that you're doing. And I wanted to know a little bit more about something else that you're very passionate about, and that is your health. Because I have seen a transition in you, and I was quite frankly super shocked to see your photo more recently, because Pastor Tex I knew was small kind different size than the one I saw recently. So what's that all about?
Well, I became a health coach in a program that it's a custom program that we kind of like share with people, and if it works for them, it works. If it doesn't work, but I basically started on a health journey in July of last year in the middle of a pandemic because I wanted to get off of medication. I was on diabetic medication and high blood pressure medication. That was the main reason. It wasn't to lose weight or anything, because I, you know, I felt I was in shape because round is a shape.
Mm-hmm. So, amen.
I was in shape. Plus that, you know, on a big island, there's a unwritten law that you got to be big, mm-hmm. you know, brothers are big, you know, kind of thing. And so, you know, but I wasn't feeling good. So so I decided to go on this just to get off meds. And so I lost 57 pounds.
Wow.
And, you know, the funny thing is that everybody I see asks me if I'm sick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're so programmed to see people big.
Yep.
That when they're actually in good shape, they're worried, you know. So I had to put a post that I'm feeling good. This is on purpose. And you should have been more concerned about me when I was way overweight.
Mm-hmm. So,
because that's when I had all the issues. So my doctor's taking me off of all meds.
Wow.
Which is you know, my blood work, my A1C is below the normal. 5.7 is normal. I'm at 5.1.
Wow.
And before that, I was at 10.2.
Mm.
So, you know, so it's just a health thing, and it's, you know, I share it with people that ask, but it's not something that, you know, everybody wants to do, or, you know, it's almost like the gospel, right? I share it with everyone, but not everybody jumps on.
Mm. So good. So what has that done? You know, your ministry, and how has that transition or new way of thinking, let's put it, new way of living, which, by the way, I just want to pause and say congratulations. That's an amazing amount of discipline and
yes, that's right,
work that you have had to put in. And so, first of all, pause to say, way to go. I mean, when I met you the first time, I was kind of scared of you. You was kind of scary, kind of big. And
When I used to ride the Harleys, I was 272.
Wow.
So, you know, 5x5. So that's why I bought a custom chopper with a fat back tire, so my back wouldn't look so big.
But how has that transition? How has it changed your ministry or impacted it?
Well, you know, I hate to sound like I was not doing right, but I felt real hypocritical, because I would tell people that, you know, I would hate preaching on with the temple of the Holy Spirit, because my temple was way out of shape. So I would kind of like skim over those, like, you know, bodily exercise profits little, so like don't even concern about that. And then I found out that it profits little, because compared to our spiritual walk, our spiritual life, our earthly life is really just a, what Wayne Cordero said, just a dash, you know. That's it. But I feel, you know, now that when I'm speaking, I can say, hey, we got to take care of ourselves, spirit, soul, body, you know. And it kind of put my mental thing in, because I'm not like hypocritical, you know. You know, I was a member of every gym in Kona, and I knew every single item on the smoothie bar, because that's where I used to hang out. So my wife, I went to work out today. She goes, how many smoothies you drank?
That's so good.
And then I was into powerlifting. Yeah, I was into squats. So powerlifters, you don't get in shape, right? Mm-hmm. All you do is do your lift and then you go out. I mean, you don't go on the treadmill or anything like that. So it felt real, you know, I felt hypocritical, because I was telling people that you know, God's going to take care of you. But in reality, God gave us to be stewards over our body.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I wasn't afraid of dying. I was afraid of not being able to do what God called me to do because of my physical condition.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I was afraid of is getting in front of Jesus and he'd tell me, why are you here so soon?
You had more time, bro.
Yeah, you could have lived a little longer.
Pastor Tex, so we're gonna go on our last break, and thank you so much for sharing, you know, your story, not only your pastoring, but just your personal testimony of this reality that God does call us to take care of, certainly our spiritual walk, sanctifying it, becoming more and more like Jesus. But our physical body is a temple, and paying attention to the temple of God and being able to say, Lord, I took care of everything you gave me, every blessing and the body that you gave me. When we come back, Pastor Tex, let's just talk a little bit more about that time, that maybe that struggle to press through and change a very important part of our life, which is our eating habits and our fitness habits. And, you know, Pastor Tex, I read that you've completed multiple marathons at this point. Congratulations. Tell us a little bit about that. And what's the future for you? I know you're not retiring because you're not interim. But when we come back, let's talk about that. We're with Pastor Tex. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kaiani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, he has made a significant change in his life. You can see it. He can feel it. It's something that is both inspirational and instructional. His life speaks. I'm speaking of Pastor Tex, James Teixeira, of Overflow Church. You can find out more about Overflow Church in Kohala at overflowchurch-ag. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Lani Ka'a. Maybe you're tuning in right now or caught the tail end of the last segment. We'd like to just remind you that you can get this program in its entirety, a free podcast, at thegoodlifehawaii.com and share it with a family member or friend. Pastor Tex, your life does speak. How would you encourage someone who is in that place of transition where you were from the standpoint of health?
Yeah, I think what's worked for me is that changing my habits, which is really hard to change. That's the hardest thing. I know, you know, in being born and raised in Hawaii, you know, local boys, we celebrate everything with eating. You know, baby luau's. At breakfast, we're trying to figure out what we're going to eat for lunch. At lunch, we're figuring out what we're going to eat for dinner. neighbor got a new mailbox. Let's celebrate. Everything has to do with food. And so I found out that you know how I'm working with people that have addictions. Mm. I had an addiction to food. I didn't even know it because I would just eat even if I wasn't hungry. And so I had to change the way I thought about food as more of a fueling instead of something I love. And don't get me wrong, every once in a while, I have fun with it. But for the most part, I had to think of different things concerning my health. Do I get good enough sleep? Am I, thinking straight? So a whole bunch of different habits. A habit is something that we do without thinking. So like, for me as a Christian, I have a habit of, my habit is always, first thing I do is devotions or reading and, check out things in the Bible or do my Bible reading. That's like a habit. It's a habit. I don't even think about it. It just happened. I tell people that if you have a habit of picking your nose, you're going to pick it in public and you don't even know it. Mm. So.
Yeah. Because
I have some friends that do that. So, bro, we in public, bro. And now it's even more obvious because they put your mask down to pick their nose. I'm thinking like, put your mask back off and get your thing out of your nose. But they don't even realize it. So I've been working on developing healthy habits. And if I can, not all at once, because then anything you do all at once, then you fail and then you just quit. I think that's why I never was good at New Year's resolutions, because I fire out really good and then it's not a habit. I just go back to my old ways. So that's what I've been working on mainly. Not so much what I eat or, it's changing these habits that I'm finding out more and more. I have more and more bad habits than good habits. So I want to keep changing these habits so that I don't revert back to the old way.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Tex, we want to make sure we leave some time for prayer, for you to pray for our listener. Anything you'd like to share with us from the standpoint of a bucket list, certain things that you and Shelley want to make sure you do in these days that the Lord has given you?
One of the things that I really want to do, and my wife too, is I want to coach the next generation of ministers. Because when I got into ministry, it was pretty much sink or swim. Only the tough survive, kind of thing. And I'm at the age now where a lot of the people that were in our ministry, my age, they're transitioning to the next generation, to like some of them 25 years old. And, the Bible college grads, but they're going to hit stuff that they've never able to learn in college when they lead pastor a church. Mm-hmm. And so I want to be able to be there and kind of encourage them, be like grandpa or whatever. where they can sit down and sing grandpa, tell me about the good old days. but kind of like, stuff to watch out for, because, we made a lot of mistakes. And, Parker Ranch, the Cowboys tell us, you don't learn anything new from a second horse kick. So, I want to make sure that they, I'm there for them. Mm-hmm. And so we're actually starting it now. I'm trying to get a Zoom meeting on once a week with guys and try to find out, what their dreams are, what God's showing them, and then how we can help them do it, So that way I'll be busy even when I turn over Overflow Church to the next generation. Mm-hmm. That's what I want to see. I want to see the church get stronger in Hawaii. And there's a lot of the guys that are leading right now that are getting up there in age, And so, you know, I want to be able to speak into the next guys. Mm-hmm. Next guys coming up. So that's kind of like my bucket list. And my wife wants to do that too with the young, you know, the young wives, pastors' wives. You know, a lot of times they come in with small kids and they don't even know what what they headed into, basically.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So if they don't, if they're not aware or they don't have somebody they can call when stuff goes crazy, then they could hit a perfect storm, and we don't want that. So that's kind of like on our bucket list.
Well, Pastor Tex, lead us in a prayer. Pray for the leaders of the future and for those that may be preparing to make a decision about their health.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you that we can come together and just share thoughts that you've given us over the years. And Father, I just pray right now for all of these young ministers that are coming up in all the denominations and in all the independent churches. Father, I pray for them that they would be strengthened with might in their inner man, that they would know what the hope of their calling is. And Father, that the previous generation would be there to father them. You know, Paul says that you don't have many spiritual fathers. And so, Father, we just pray that the older generation would take interest in these young people coming up. And Father, I just pray, Lord, for everyone that's on this, listening to this broadcast, that is dealing with health issues. Father, I thank you, Lord, that nothing is impossible when you're there. And Father, that you can strengthen them and give them the ability to make decisions, to have new habits. And Father, that there'll be people around. There's people around that can help them, other Christians that can help them to develop a healthier body, a healthier mind, and even healthier finances, that some of them really want to be able to give even more and to support even more. And so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for blessing them. Father, I pray for Danny and Lonnie and for this whole ministry that is constantly bringing people in to share what God is doing in all different walks of life and all different areas of life. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing them and for continuing to prosper this broadcast and to make it be able to touch even further than it has already touched people's lives. Mm-hmm. I just thank you for this opportunity to be able to share just a little bit of how great you are in the lives of your people. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for lives being changed as they listen to this broadcast, that people would become serious in following you. Mm-hmm. And we live in some crazy times. Mm-hmm. And you're the only one that can bring us stability and strength and peace that passes understanding. We thank you, Lord, for using this ministry to touch many lives. In Jesus' name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Tex. Hope-filled words from Pastor Tex, overflowchurch-ag.com. Dear friend, there's no better time then right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, we believe this is the perfect moment. Go ahead and open your heart to Jesus. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. And if you'd like to stand with us with your prayers, your financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Donate. Psalm 32, verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Pastor Tex, overflowchurch-ag.com. Until next time, along with my co-host and guest coordinator, Lonnie Ka'a, technical producer, Chaz Altai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.